Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Round 25 of the NRL, 2 weeks to go in head-to-head and draft and all that fun stuff, and 3 weeks in overall, so we are very much at the business end here. JT joined by Lakey. How are you, buddy?
Mate, I'm doing okay. I've just come from dinner where I ate my body weight in chicken wings, so I've got the meat sweats a little bit, but I'm surviving. Could be worse
off. Nothing like a good chicken feast on a Tuesday night. Matt actually went to the gym last night. I'm feeling horrendous.
On purpose?
Well, I didn't have that much to drink that I wandered out there, but no, made it through. And now I feel like that entitles me to another 6 months of not going to the gym and just feeding my body alcohol and chicken wings, basically.
I've done similar. I've started working out a little bit. And I said to a mate of mine, like, I'm getting stronger. I can feel the body getting stronger. But at the same time, it hurts constantly and I can barely use it. So I don't really see what the point is.
No. Oh, mate, as soon as I hit 30 last year, it's all been downhill. But you know what? I don't know if anyone else out there has this thought, but when I'm running on a treadmill and I'm absolutely, you know, horrendously out of breath, at the back of my mind, I think, what if the Cowboys need me? What if? What if we have a million and one injuries to every single possible rugby league player in grand final week and they say, geez, we just need the biggest battler Cowboys fan that we can find and I just need to make sure, you know, you get on the treadmill, you're counting down, you're like, oh, okay, got 100 meters to go here. This is feeling like an absolute stretch. But in the back of my mind, I think, what if you're scoring a runaway grand
That's
final
it.
Try?
You've got 100 meters to get to the other end and score that grand final try off a Morgan flick pass. Mate, in all seriousness, you're probably better chance of making the Dolphin squad this week than you are the Cowboys.
Mate, it's an absolute debacle. But you know what? I don't know. This could be the kind of game. What was the baby Broncos that they're hanging on to from 15 years ago when Wayne got their side up during Origin? It's one of those things. Like, who? There's not terrible guys in that side there. But how does Val Tavares, in their time of need, get bumped to the extended? What's going on?
Have you watched his last two games? He has been
inspiration.
Dreadful.
It's the guy on
Absolute
the treadmill.
Dreadful.
The guy on the treadmill going, trending towards looking like him. He is an inspiration to us all. But no, anyway, it's a weird time of year. There's some games this week that could, you know, be absolute blowouts, could be blockbusters, but I think headlined by Tigers Finns. I mean, that is, in terms of rugby league, classic kind of game at the end of the season where no one from either side wants to be there. They want to be in Bali. This could be absolutely anything. What are you predicting?
It's so funny. I was just looking it up. The Tigers haven't won a game. Let me just bring that up. Since, what are we looking? Probably you guys.
They absolutely did. What else is there to do after you belt the eventual 2023 premiers?
That's
at
right.
Home 66-18? What else do you have to do?
They've hung
Clock
up
off.
The boots.
You're done.
Round 12 was their last win. They are favourites in this game this weekend. $1.33 favourites.
CommBank Stadium. What do you reckon the crowd? Oof, I reckon
they could crack double figures. I reckon.
I just would love to go along. I would love to go along for the spectacle. I should say, I actually went along to the NRLW last week in a doubleheader at Langlands Park, about 100 metres from my home. It great atmosphere, about 3,000 people there. Took forever to get in, actually. The ticketing wasn't fantastic, but great atmosphere, great game. Throwback to, I guess, the older days where there was a size difference amongst the team. So back before they were all professional, but you just get some of the bigger girls, the smaller lot on their figure. Like, it's an absolute, I love it. Compared to some of the other, I guess, women's sports that are being bandied about now as you know, hugely popular and all that, NRLW was where it was at for me last Saturday. Couldn't care less what other female spectacle was on later that evening, but NRLW Cowboys getting a win in the last sort of minute over the Tigers. What? Yeah. Honestly, I found
one.
I have
to say, I've never been a massive fan of the female sports, but I do enjoy watching the girls. They just go hammer and tong. There's no fear in them. Throw absolute everything at it. And it's some good football.
No, love it. I love the investment they've done over the last few years. Great spectacle. Anyway, we've talked enough about the aside stuff. Maybe before we get into Supercoach, because it is a couple of weeks to go, as we said, there's still some toing and froing if you've got trades, which I don't, but we'll talk theoretically about it. But we'll have to call out that we had an article put up on the site a couple of weeks ago, basically giving a bit of an update on what we plan to do with the SC Talk site. And I guess it's fair to say it is our sort of last regular season ever. So you and I won't be doing these podcasts next season, sticking purely to the Mega Guide, and the site's going to look pretty, different. So kind of an end of an era. It's been a long time coming, I guess, with the influx of podcasts and Patreons and Discords and all the other fun stuff. The Supercoach community has grown well beyond our means, and I guess it's our time to bow out and let the professionals do the work. So yeah, this could be, I guess, our second, third, last pod together.
It's our swan song. Next time you and I sitting around talking Supercoach and football, it'll be over beers instead of microphones. It's been a long time. The site founded by Wenon and Nick back in 2008, so they've had a good 15-year run. You and I have been involved for the better part of the last decade. We've had a lot to do. You're running the site pretty much yourself these days, and we're co-hosting and putting up a lot of stuff. It's a lot of work. We've got families and stuff going on, and it's become bigger than we can really get a hold of week to week. And as you said, the absolute quality and saturation in the market around the place, it is a good time. It's a good time for us to take a step back. As you said, let people with a better idea, better passion for the game really take the fore. And we're happy to continue our roles in the background, keep things moving a little bit. But, it's going to be a big step back for us, and it's going to be a whole new era of NRL Supercoach Talk.
Looking forward to be to steal from Hello Sport podcast, a punter, not a dribbler. Next season. So I'm not going to be on the airwaves anymore spruiking my terrible opinions, but it's been a great run. I think 2018 I got involved back when Wenon discovered that he was a massive Supercoach fan, and this SC Talk site that I'd vaguely familiar with in my time very cursorily playing Supercoach. I found out that he was a big part of that and somehow made it to fourth overall. I reckon I've said it about 7,000 times on this pod, kind of like Wilfred every time he brings up that he won the whole thing. But I was fourth after one round or two rounds, and Langy or Wenon said, "I must get you on the podcast. You're an absolute genius. You're going to win this thing," and proceeded to never do good ever again. But, he gave me a shot, and isn't that the ever professionalism on the SC Talk? But as you said, it's time for us to set off into the sunset, listen to some of the other gurus go about what they do. I can't even find the right soundboard half the time. I've got to type your name in. I've got to type your email in every single Tuesday night and make sure it goes to the right person. Thankfully, so far, when I set the site up, I've got to send you the link to jump on the pod with me. Haven't yet sent it to some incorrect email. Although I've always thought, what if I just sent it to Daniel Lake 632 or something like that, and some random guy from America jumped on? Yeah, could have better ideas than you and I.
Oh, mate, let's say, judging by our form and the site's form, we've proven that the less you know about this game, the better. Nick has never been better at Supercoach since he walked away from the site and stopped watching rugby league. So it's every chance some professional NFL punter would come on and win the comp.
Absolutely. Well, speaking of, I'm jumping into the NFL draft again this season for looking to take it out, having absolutely no idea what I'm doing. But I must say, before we get on to the real stuff, favorite memory, I'll throw to you as well with this one, but it's hard to pick any one podcast. There was one time where you, Benny G, and I were sat in a room, and he said something about lasting 3 minutes, something absolutely juvenile, and we absolutely could not contain giggled. Our schoolgirl
that's
giggling.
Right.
I think it was called it. That was really good. But there was another one where I can't even remember. It was COVID. It was that 2020 downtime where we were just filling the airwaves with whatever we could. And I reckon I jumped on a pod to, I think, host it. I reckon I would have been about 2.5 bottles of wine deep, maybe some scotch. I can barely remember it. And I thought I sailed through fine and made it all make sense and all that. And then I remember, I think it was Benny G himself actually messaged me the next day being like, he's listened to it and gone, were you drunk? I'm like, no. I am, that is a disparaging.
No, that would have been your Sunday night raps when you were doing those ones.
Oh, probably.
The individual ones. So they were always good fun. After a big session on Sunday afternoon, you got on and stirred some shit.
Mm.
Anytime we were just sort of like, we do this remotely now. COVID's allowed that more these days. But in the early days, we used to get together, sit in the same room, catch up at offices or something like that, and crack a six pack. And it was always good times just sitting there and down in a couple of beers and talking footy.
I remember sneaking you into my work office, actually. It was like 6 o'clock. I'm like, oh, no one will be here. I clearly forgot my 6 years of accounting before that. Should have known that people are there until midnight, but I've smuggled you in and people have gone, who's this guy that you're in a meeting room with? Client. Having a client discussion over beers,
that's right,
with a microphone.
Wenin was there and another mate of the site, Scosh, was there as well. Came over and said g'day. So, yeah, that was good fun.
I'm going to miss it. Going to miss it. But, it's been a fantastic run. Let's get into round 25. We've digressed enough, and I think it's basically a sign that the season's winding down. There's not much still to go. But if you're hanging on, if you're there in the head-to-head finals, which I'm not, had a terrible run. We won't speak about that. But if you're in draft leagues, all that kind of stuff, this is going to be hugely crucial. So if you are up in that top 1K, probably shouldn't be listening to us. But anyway, we'll give you a bit of a rundown on what's happened in the teams list Tuesday news. And I guess if we had trades, and Lakey, I'm talking, I don't have any, so I'm riding on the skin of my teeth here. How are you faring with?
Still got two. I made my last two a couple of weeks ago and just went, listen, I'm going to put the close the app for now and let it ride out until I really need them. But, I probably could have used a couple of the last couple of weeks to help me out a little bit more, but, you know, I'll wait for the injuries to hit because they're bound to do so.
A little bit disappointed actually in myself, because normally I keep one up the sleeve just because I know I'm not going to be anywhere close to anything in round 27. I just love throwing a random. I think I brought in Jesse Bromwich a few years ago, just had nothing to lose. So I thought, let's do a throwback in the last round. He scored me 30. So there you go. Unfortunately, just have to hope that I can fill a 17, which the way things have been going with injuries, suspensions, last week was a struggle. Mitch Moses is gone. Jacob Preston, who I still own, is gone. Actually, both of those surprising that I still own them. AJ Brimson, nowhere to be seen. Jeremy Marshall-King, still own him. He is out for the season.
Perfect.
The only person that's not out of the side is Davi Mawale. He's still there.
And the way you're going, he's proving a very useful body.
Oh, looking forward to those 20 points in round 27 coming in mightily, crucially. But, I mean, I think I'm back to 17,000 from a lofty 6,000 a few weeks ago. It's been a tough little run. How are you faring?
11K. So I got back into about 8K last week, and then an 11.20 across the weekend, I think it was, dropped me another 2,000, 3,000 spots. So back outside the 10K. It's weird. Like we were expecting such massive scores, and my guys did okay. And I thought all the popular guys underperformed. I won't be too bad, but there was still some big scores around and I missed out on them.
Yep. No, it's surprising. Like, I mean, I've wasted trades and all that, but I didn't think I had too bad a side, but it just goes to show the gap in quality at this stage of the year, making sure you get those picks right. You don't have the barnacles like, I guess, Mitch Moses for so long and you've gone Cleary and that kind of thing. That's a crucial part of the season and unfortunately just missed the boat. But anyway, we're here to have fun. Lakey, I'm going to throw to you here for the team list Tuesday news.
Oh, did you see that?
Yeah, well, straight off the bat, I want to jump down to the final game of the round, and it's the Raiders versus
Skipping
Bulldogs.
Skipping right ahead. See ya.
Skipping ahead. Purely efficiency. Because that's it. We're really dropping the ball here in the last few weeks of Supercoach talk. No, Jared Croker is back in for the Canberra Raiders. We've all heard the story. Yes, we've heard the story from yourself a million times. Just announced his retirement this week after 300 plus games for the Raiders, an absolute stalwart of the NRL and Supercoach. There was a good stage where he basically didn't miss games. He never got hurt, and he was knocking up 60 averages year in, year out. an auto select in your center wing for a long time. So I just wanted to give a quick shout out to Croaks on behalf of the SC report. You will be missed for not only your super coaching, but your JT story. So a salute to you on your final hurrah.
Honestly, when I stared, as I've said 7,000 times on the pod, when I stared down at a fallen Jared Croker post ACL when he's been knocked over by a colleague at Cloudland, staring into his puppy dog eyes, thinking, Jesus, his career's over.
It's probably a career highlight for the young man, one he'll treasure forever.
It's absolutely amazing he's made another 3-4 years out of it. Well done, Croaks.
Yeah, well, I'd say it's probably really timed in with his decline in footy, but let's not get into that one. Back up to the top, North Queensland Cowboys, not much of change there. You get Jeremiah Nanai back in the second row this week with JTB dropping out of the side. So Nanai is a big inclusion for you guys. You're still in with a shot of a top eight spot, so getting him back is really going to help. On the other side of the ball, the Sharks, really just a bench swap with Hazelton back in for Colquhoun.
It's a tough one because the Sharks have been terrible for a long time and then they bounced back a couple of weeks ago and I have no idea what to – it's a flip a coin. I want to take the Cowboys glasses off here. It is do or die. If I owned Hines, so you've pointed him out as a VC option here, thinking about people still on the pointy end that might have hung on to Hines this long, are you calling that maybe from the start? Is in terms of this week, is he a safe VC play?
I would say he's more on the safe side than he is going to go massive. I think you guys will show up this week. It is at home up in the far north. So you guys will get a big lift out of the crowd, a lot to play for. Both sides have a lot to play for, but you more than the Sharks at this stage. So I think the Cowboys will really bring it. As I said, the last couple of times that Hines has had a down game, he's bounced back with at least, I think it was a 97 was his lowest this year that he's responded from a quieter game. So he is in line for a big one, but I like another guy a bit later on more.
I mean, as a pessimist Cowboys fan, we have, I think, conceded almost 45 missed tackles over our last three games on average. So clearly defense has gone out the window after that was kind of the, turning point for us midway through the season. And now we're just dropping off tackles. Like, this is a game the Sharks could really cash in on. And a guy like Hines, confidence kind of player, has had a couple of decent last few weeks. 55 for him last round wasn't all that to write home about, but before that had 100 against Souths. Like, this could be another big game.
So it could be. It very well could be. The only thing about his 55 last week, they scored 36 points and he kicked 5 or 6 goals or whatever it was. So that 55 was inflated by the scoreline. And really, if they had scored that many points, you would have expected him to feature a lot more with some more try assists or even getting over the line himself. He just didn't do it. Don't know what that is, but yeah, as I say, I think he'll be better off this week, but I don't know that he'll crack the ton.
Cows, Knights and Raiders, all teams there and thereabouts. It's going to be a good little run for him leading in. Manly and Warriors. This is another interesting game, top eight implications here.
Yeah, well, so the Warriors really need a couple more wins to cement their side in the top four. Manly's still in with that whole, the dreaded mathematical chance of making the finals, so they've got a lot to play for. CNK is in for the Warriors at the moment. He's coming off his third concussion of the season, so there'll be a very close watch on him throughout the week, and I'm sure now that I've taken over from Stilesy, I'll get nothing but inundated with is CNK playing tweets, but stealing myself for that and putting the phone on silent. The other in for the Warriors is the eggplant emoji. Bunty Afoa comes into the front row. For the Warriors, nothing huge with them. Brad Parker and Trbojevic are out through concussions themselves. Kelma Tuolungi is in on an edge with Morgan Harper coming into the center. There were some rumors floating around today that Jacob Arthur, who's been named in the 14, that he would be starting in the 6 and Josh Schuster would be moving to an edge. But they haven't been named that way as yet. Could happen on game day.
Josh Schuster, what an absolute bust he has been so far this year. But anyway, moving on.
listen, if he can keep up that second row role for next year, he might be worth another shot. But
actually, what's he priced at, Carney? Remember last year, we were like, how good's he going to be? We're like, how good's he going to be? He's going to be bargain basement, and he's misspelled his name. There you go. That says how well my season's gone. 498K. That's absolutely overs.
Overpriced. Which means
he's going to be very, very much overpriced for next season. But anyway.
Friday night, we see the Eels taking on the Roosters. A lot of movement for the Eels. Obviously, your boy Mitchell Moses is out, fractured cheekbone. Andrew Davey suffered a concussion. And Makatoa has been dropped from the bench. Mike Acebo's back in, along with RCG into the side. So a couple of big ins, but a really big out for Mitch Moses. On the Roosters side, just the one change. Angus Crichton comes onto the bench for Roosters legend Dylan Napa.
Love that. Poor Dylan Up. Well, not poor, but he got a renaissance kind of game last season. I saw a photo of him. Didn't look the same. But anyway, long and battle weary, poor old Dylan.
Yeah, he didn't look as crazy. It was weird. I will note for the Roosters that Sam Walker has been named in the 18, and there is talk that he'll be brought in on game day for Drew Hutchinson. So that's another one to watch out and say the Roosters will be better off with him, I would suggest.
I mean, the one shining light for them, Joey Manu. So a guy that I traded out a while ago, and I thought, he's going to go back to center and do what he was doing at the start of the year, which was not a lot, but keeps on keeping on. It's kind of annoying to watch him. He just loves his base work, bit of a ball hog, but still finding a lot of attacking stats.
Yeah, he's got a decent score over the last couple of weeks. Did have an 18 against the Broncos 3 weeks ago, but he rolled an ankle in that game on the weekend against the Dolphins. Is a bit proppy. Trent Robinson came out in the presser and said it's not too bad. He should be okay. He should play. So I don't know.
Would you be concerned about picking him?
Yeah, I don't think I'd be concerned about picking him. I don't know that there's too many guys that you would play over him this late in the season if you had that sort of depth, but it is a little bit of a concern.
Out of the Tigers and Finns, we spoke a little bit about it here. What's Jermaine Asako going to score? I think looking at the sides, maybe Johnny Bateman there as well. But in terms of Supercoach relevance, it's probably those two. But Asako, the big one here, if you own him as a head-to-head player in the run home, it'd be a very dangerous prospect to come up against. But Asako, in a game like this, what do you reckon he's going to score? Because I could see...
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Arvo game, this could be 48-46.
And that's exactly right. With the team that the Dolphins have named, you'd be very, very concerned running out any of them this week. Considering it's against the Tigers, it gives you a lot more hope. So it's very two defensively inept sides at the moment. It could be an absolute scorgasm out there on Saturday afternoon. You just kind of hope that he goes over the line. He could be, you know, I still think he'll put in his work rate. If they get close enough, he'll knock over a few goal kicks. If you think it's going to be 48-40, he'll knock over a lot of goal kicks. But if he scores a try, he could still go north of 80, which would be a very handy score at this stage.
Yeah, I mean, how's Jack Bostock? Early season cheapy favourite, making a late run into the centres there. So well done for all the ghost teams that have held on to him. Other than that, it's just funny to see, was it the Luke Brooks and Dane Laurie combination copping a bit of positive feedback from the coach during the week. Like,
well, they played so well. The two of them played very well in that last
really
game.
Really good combination building over the last three games.
Now that we're losing both of them, they've decided to play football.
Oh, the poor old Tigers.
Yeah, anyhow. But for the Dolphins, as I say, we touched on it, JMK is out for the season. So is Ray Stone by the looks of it. Kenny Bromwich and Connolly Lemuelu are both out with head knocks. Valance Tavare has been dropped, and Hammer is also out with a head knock. So a lot of cattle there sitting on the sidelines.
Certainly is. Titans and Penrith. I just had a look. Titans are $10 in this game. Ooh. At home. I don't
know. Probably unders for them too. The way they're going. They've rung the changes as well. So they've decided that the season's over. Let's put in a few of the inexperienced boys and give them some runs in the legs. Mo Fotuaika returns from suspension. Tom Weaver and Jacob Alec join the side halfback and on the bench respectively. Keanu Kinney is in at starting fullback. So they've got a lot of young guys. Jaden Campbell is the other half. That's just decided, listen, we don't have much to play for. Let's give these boys a shot. Your boy, AJ Brimson, who we'll talk a little bit more about later, he's in the 19. I don't think he comes back in. I think he's probably just named there because they don't have anybody else to name.
They're weird bench rotations all season, I guess, with Jaden Campbell floating around there and AJ when he's fit playing at fullback. It's been a strange kind of season for them. But in terms of thinking about using your last trade or so, is Tino Fasulmalawi the sort of final puzzle piece? If you've got a, say, set side, but you don't have this guy, is it a game that you'd be bringing him in as a, say, if you had one or two trades left, would you be pushing the button with, I guess, a 93 break even for him this week?
I would. He's absolutely the premier front rower in the game at the moment. I think we spoke about it around the Origin period where I said if I could get anybody, I would grab him. But I just didn't like that he was going to be missing a game for Origin and possibly rested and then I had a bye or something like that. It was only about two more weeks before he got himself suspended for three. So I'm glad I didn't jump on at that stage. But, you know, in and around that, he has been far and away probably a good 6-7 points per game better than the next option.
Yep. On the Panthers front, how much is Nathan Cleary scoring this week and is it the catalyst for a return to what we would consider form?
He is going to absolutely push SJ's 149 from 2 weeks ago, I reckon. Jerome Luai is back in. Missed last week with illness, I should say. Mitch Kenny with a head knock, but he's back in. And for those Isaac Tungo owners, he is still out. Didn't get back up in time. Tyrone Peachy went and served a suspension and got back to take that spot before Tungo has featured back on the side. So they're really resting him for the finals by the looks of things.
I say return to form for Peachy. I forget that he scored 109, 103 in two of his last three games. So, I mean, I don't know. I just expected more against the Dogs, expected more against Manly last week. He's been, in terms of Cleary, serviceable.
I thought you were going to say Peachy. I was like, he's been suspended, dude.
Ever the professional. Sorry, Cleary, Nathan Cleary, has been tidy. I would say we expected him to go ballistic. Maybe this is the game. So if you've traded him in, I think you're sitting pretty safe. And if you're tossing up between, I guess, him or Hines as to who would score more this week, you'd have to back Cleary on this kind of form.
I would be. You say, unfortunately, you can't VCC the two of them, but if we're taking a stab at one of them, it's got to be Nathan Cleary. Considering the team he's playing against and the lineup they're running out this week, yeah, Cleary it is. Because they're only ahead in the minor premiership race on points differential at the moment. The Broncos are getting 2 points this week because of the bye, so the Panthers need a win. They want to keep pushing that points differential further so nothing surprising happens at the end of the year. I think they're on for a big one.
If you were to, just to throw this one out here, but Jerome Hughes, if you were to talk about combination of halfbacks that you want to see your season out, I guess Hines or SJ and Cleary is probably where you want to land. But as a pod, Jerome Hughes finally made it back on the park last week for a 90, backing up for 156 against Para a week or so before that. He's got the Dragons, Titans, and Broncos, who might rest players in the last game of the season at Suncorp in his forward view vision, for lack of a better term, idiot. But yeah, that looks like a really tasty kind of run for a guy
really
like Hughes.
The Storm had a really good run on the run home. Hughes got shouted out. I can't remember who the commentator was on the weekend, but he got shouted at as the form halfback of the competition at the moment. And I thought, geez, that's ballsy with the way SJ's playing and the fact that Hughes has been off injured. That's a big call. But you know what? It's not far off. He's been performing really well when he's on the park. He's a big reason the Storm are doing as well as they are. Cam Munster and Harry Grant are there, but they seem to be just playing role parts compared to what Hughes is doing at the moment.
Maybe jumper two, I guess the Storm's opponents this week, the Dragons, are very tough to read. They got Lomax back, but
yeah,
it seems like they were close against the Bunnies. They could have gotten there, but a couple of decisions not going their way. This is probably the time where they fold and just become cannon fodder, isn't it?
Yeah, I would think so. Not much to play for. They're not an exciting side by any means. I mean, they could be a bit of the similar to what the Tigers are doing. They're just like, whatever, don't care, throw the ball around and make some teams earn it. But I don't see the Storm having too much trouble.
No. I mean, yeah, not a lot in that Dragon side from a Supercoach perspective. But the Storm, I guess, Eli Katoa getting some love in terms of late season trade-ins. He was promoted from the bench this week, had a pretty decent score. He's one of those guys, we talked about him a while ago before he got that injury, saying that he would be a great run-home play to have just because he's kind of boom and bust, yeah, a guy you don't want to get up on against the wrong kind of matchup. But Eli Katoa, dangerous kind of player with the run-home that the Storm have. So yeah, he's back.
He's been a guy who can find the line this year, and he's helped massively by playing outside Jerome Hughes. Just speaking about how well Hughes is going, he's just feeding Eli Katoa easy ball to get across the line. So Katoa, if you're going to be jumping on Hughes, it wouldn't be a stupid idea to pair him with Katoa for that run home, and because they're both going to benefit from whatever Hughes does.
Hmm. Certainly are. No sign, unfortunately, of Ryan Pappenhausen. He's, I guess, making his way back through the Q Cup. Good news, I guess, for Nick Meaney owners who had a massive game last week. Somehow I got 130 and I still got about 1077 or some dreadful score. But nice to see one of my buyers from months ago finally turning it on.
Yeah, it's nice. Enjoy it while you can. Pappenhausen got through 80 minutes on the weekend in the Q Cup, scored a try. He's very close to making the squad this week from all reports, so I wouldn't be surprised to see him named here next week. And what that means for Meaney going forward, I don't know. Potentially pushes over to his right wing where he was playing last year. And, Pappy goes to the back, or maybe they share some roles while Pappy gets some runs in the legs with that good draw.
I mean, at 950K, you definitely wouldn't be picking him if he was there. It was an absolute pot on the last couple of rounds. But you kind of hope from a selfish Supercoach perspective he gets like a 15, 20-minute run in the last week just to get some juice in the legs, scores 15, and gets priced accordingly.
Listen, that's the way I see it going. He'll come off the bench next week if he plays. He might start the week after, but there's every chance he comes off the bench in the next couple of weeks, you know, plays bit part next week and plays probably half a game the week after as they try and firm him for the postseason. But that could be great news for us next year. He could be coming nice and cheap with a discount for games played.
How's your Knights? And coming into great form, how many games in a row is this now? It's an absolutely extreme run. Jesus.
Six in a row, yeah. I don't think I've ever seen them win six games in a row, even going back to the heyday. But they're playing phenomenal footy. They've been, you know, KOTD with a good draw of late, but still beating some decent sides in the Storm. And this game against the Rabbitohs will be a big test for them to see where they're really at. They are helped by the inclusion of Bradman Best at left centre this week. And somehow, I really don't know how, and I'd be very, very surprised if he played, that Jackson Hastings has been named at the 7 following what happened last week.
Callum Ponga almost must captain every single week. He did have a little bit of a down game last week with the 77, but geez, in terms of delivering on a consistent basis, would you just be playing it safe with this kind of guy? I mean, you've got
just
huge
in
matchup
everything
with Cleary, he's but Ponga, honestly, just killing it.
Well, the way that it lines up, you could always VC Cleary and captain Ponga if you really wanted to go that route. The Rabbitohs have been a bit susceptible lately. They're letting in plenty of points despite still being in games. They had a bit of a tough run last week and still got over the line, but it's interesting. I just don't know which South side's going to turn up, and I you know, I've been a long-suffering Knights fan. I'm just waiting for the wheels to fall off, if I'm being honest with you. So it could be any week now. Hopefully it doesn't happen until finals.
I can't believe that Souths have not clicked into gear with Luttrell having 3-4 games now under his belt, but comes up in a really good matchup here against you guys in terms of fullback v fullback. It's it'd be a great one for a neutral spectator. Yep, but yeah. I mean, he's steady without absolutely killing it. It's like Nathan Cleary, we're expecting at some point he goes ballistic.
Yeah, the way I see Luttrell at the moment is he's doing it enough, especially from a Supercoach point of view. You can say, you watch him the last couple of weeks and you can say he hasn't played good footy and he's still scoring 70s.
Hmm.
I mean, you look over to the other fullbacks around the league and, you know, outside of Kalen Ponga, no one else is really putting up good scores from the position. I don't know that you'd be playing anybody else. James Tedesco for the Roosters, for instance. The Roosters are starting to play some better footy and James Tedesco is still sort of topping out at around 70 points. So I think he's a guy that even when he's not playing well, he's still scoring 70s because of goal kicking and whatever else he's doing. It's better to have him for your mental health more than anything, because watching him and just waiting for that moment where he explodes, it's a killer death ride.
I mean, they're a very tough side to pick at the moment, the Bunnies. They've had a couple of easier matchups, but they're still not looking flash. But it could just take one game and to be the catalyst. And I think the Cows lost after a 6-game winning streak. So it's the unlucky number 7.
Jinx us with your North Queensland stink.
Sorry, mate. Well, you know, we're still in the fight, still in the fight. Tyron Munro, a favourite of Stiles. He's in the 18 jersey. They did swap him out with Milne a couple of weeks ago, but what's the read? What's the go with Munro? That's not happening again in the near future, is it?
Could go either way. There was a few weeks ago where Milne was named and Tyrone Munro was brought in from the extended reserves to take his spot on the wing. And then the following week, Munro was named and Milne was brought in. So I'm not willing to make a call at this stage which way it's going to go. I'll keep a very close eye on all the rumours and team news leading up to the weekend. And I'll be sure to let everybody know if he's there or not. I could really use him this week, to be honest with you.
Very, very good. All right, last game of the round, you did touch on Jared Croker. How about we touch on Tevita Pangai Jr.?
You touched on Jared Croker.
I did. Well, not me, colleague. Tevita Pangai Jr., seeing his season out and the NRL as well, he's off to boxing.
That's right.
I saw that coming. He's
apparently lining up a fight with Justin Hodges, which would be fantastic to watch. Yeah, it's a weird one. I didn't expect that at all. I suppose the writing's on the wall. When he has been starting, he's only been playing bit minutes and not playing good footy. But more often than not, he's put in a bench role, which is just not what we expected to see from him a season or two ago. He was brought over to the Dogs as their premier signing. Hasn't lived up to the potential. So, yeah, I don't know. I don't know if he goes over to boxing for a year and finds out it's not for him and comes back. But, yeah, it's a bit of a shocker today.
Hmm. There you go. RIP to Wilfred's former, I guess, love child. But yeah, there you go. And I think at one point the Broncos beat the Cowboys about 5 years ago, and some News Corp, I think Kuri Malgoi, came out and said Tevita Pangai Jr. is way better than Jason Taumalolo. And I think he gets quoted on that every single game where TPJ either stinks it up or Lolo. The opposite. So anyway,
well, neither are doing very good things at the moment, so it's a bit of a scratch, that one.
Lolo's back in the starting side, mate, on the Cowboys run to the grand final. All right, let's round out this round 25 pod, I guess a little bit of a captain's call. So I mean, I've just thrown darts at the moment because I don't really care anymore. I've gone Clint Gutherson as captain. Yeah. And you know, why not? Because the Roosters and Parra, they'll leak a ton of points. And I don't even know. Actually, sorry, I might go VC Gutho, C Nick Meaney. Don't care. Whatever.
There you go. I like it, mate. I said earlier about Hines that I liked a guy later on better as a VC option. And I was talking about Gutherson. We actually skipped over him in the talk back there. But yeah, he had 71 on the Chooks earlier this year. And then I'm going to give a shout out to one of the punters on the website. Hastings7 has commented and said over the last 3 seasons, Gutho's played without Moses. He's gone an average of 95.8 per game. So
that's the kind of stats that we would have appreciated 4 years ago.
Absolutely. It would have been great to have you online as a writer, mate. But no, absolutely cracking stats. He gets the benefit of the goal kicking when Moses is out of the side, so it really boosts his scoring. And we've seen the Roosters give up plenty of points of late. I think this will be another high-scoring game, and Gutho's going to benefit. For me, he is my VC as well, and I'm going to go with Cleary as the captain. Because I'm just chasing Cleary's 225 that he had on the Titans 2 years ago.
It's been a long time, actually, between absolutely ridiculous scores. I think, was it the start of the year? Was it Munster or someone had a huge score? Hines, it was. But, yeah, outside of that, you know, the last couple of seasons, we've seen those 200s pretty regularly. We're due, absolutely due. I reckon if I had a player in the side, I reckon a Finn or a Tiger this week, because I reckon this could be defense optional. See you in Bali. Let's let everyone get on the try sheet. So I don't know. Keen to see how that one goes, but would love Jermaine Asako. Before we go, Lakey, thought we'd round out the pod. You and I had a quick chat about it. Worst trades you and I have made this season. I think I'll start with mine just quickly. AJ Brimson, spoken about it a little bit, but I brought him in pre-origin. He makes the squad and then he proceeds to get ruled out on game day about, I think, twice, and I'm 17 schooners deep both occasions and get absolutely caught short, caught napping, caught pants down, all of that kind of thing. And yeah, he's
like a good night.
Geez, not in a good way. But no, so AJ unfortunately has not delivered as I thought he would. In a sea of many, many options, I think, and recency bias, have to go him. It's been a bad one.
Yeah. I've had a lot. We're trying to narrow it down as we were talking. For me, it's probably when CNK got his first concussion in round three, I traded him out for the Hammer. And the Hammer went on and did some decent things. But CNK has become a season-long keeper, and I've really missed the boat on that one. The other one that stands out for me is Jermaine Hopgood out for Zach Hosking, which was just an absolute... If I went back in time now, I'd kick myself in the face.
Hmm. Yeah, I mean, would love to go play-by-play in each of the shit decisions we've made. But anyway, turning attention away from that, must give a bit of a Kirk-up update. He's currently 284th. And overseas as well, so
just hanging on.
He is hanging on. Top 500 is definitely in the sights. And for the turnstiles, Adam, big stars. He's 357th, six. No, what is that? I can't even do maths. 9 points ahead, nine rankings ahead of Serge. Joe Fitz, 366. That is a very, very tight run. 2 points, in fact, between them. I think I've lost several stake bets because I had my mate Gil going somewhere up the pointy end. He's fallen right away. But, geez, it's good to see some friends of the show, former, I guess, hosts, former, I guess...
Fathers, forefathers.
Yes, there you go. There it is. Fathers. Kirkup, Fitzy, Stilesy, all flying.
Absolute Supercoach Talk legends. We are really dragging the site's name down through the mud, aren't we?
Certainly are.
Probably point to that was why we're folding up.
Mm. But you know what? We are going to get all these guys back on deck for, I think, a big super pod, hopefully in round 27. So a lot of people have come over the airwaves over the years, random punters, battlers like you and I, and then, of course, the likes of Kirkup Wennen, who started the damn thing. So we're trying to get them all on board for a final hurrah for the SC report mid-season. Of course, we'll have the mega guide pods in the preseason, but yeah, really end of an era. We want to see it out in style, so hoping to get all the regulars, former regulars, back on deck. So looking forward to that one in a couple of weeks. Anyway, like it's been a, I guess, fun little end of the season. Not much to play for on my end anymore, but, you know, silly season. You can start looking forward to NRL finals, and you and I might even be featuring. It's going to be exciting.
It's going to be fun.
Imagine Knights Cowboys.
Mate. Oh,
we'll be in Canada for most of the final series, coming back for the grand final strategically, just
good.
In case.
I'll meet you in Sydney.
Looking forward to it, mate. All right, best of luck. I think you're on the clock for our NFL draft, so I'll let you get to that. And good to chat. We'll be back next week. I was waiting for a funny sign-off there.
Oh, no. Like, I've done my dash. I'm Woody. Keep all the-
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.